Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden spending the weekend at Camp David preparing for the first debate with former President Trump on Thursday. He told ABC News in Philadelphia his preparation, campaign events.
You know, when you say prep, I think this is prepping. These people know better than anybody what they want, right?
Earlier in the day in Washington, D.C., he addressed conservative evangelicals. More than 100 million people are under some kind of heat alert in the U.S., and that is not the only example of severe weather, as flooding led to the declaration of an emergency in parts of Iowa. A fourth person died after Friday's shooting at a Fordyce, Arkansas grocery store. One person still in critical condition. Police in Columbus, Ohio are looking for suspects after 10 people were shot early this morning. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in a statement, says he went public because there was a dramatic decrease in weapons from the U.S. beginning 4 months ago, says he expects it to be resolved in the near future. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Devices called anaerobic digesters convert waste from large factory farms, known as CAFOs, into fuel. But some experts say it's not the boon to the environment that others say it is. Here's Mike Mohn.
Anaerobic digesters create a mixture of gases to be used for electricity or processed into transportation fuel. In a report his group recently issued, Chris Hunt of the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project says federal incentives spurring these projects allow the presence of industrial ag to overshadow renewable energy benefits.
If we put money toward biogas, we're essentially helping to subsidize and further entrench industrial livestock production.
Hunt says that opens the door to other pollution risks linked with higher levels of animal waste. His organization found that the herd size on factory farms with digesters grew by nearly 4% year over year, 24 times the growth rate of typical dairies. Supporters of this technology argue common sense regulations could balance accountability and opportunities for the movement to thrive. Even if biogas production wiped out methane emissions completely, Hunt contends it's still a narrow view of the factory farm problem.
Biogas doesn't solve the factory farm issue. Greenhouse gas emissions aren't the only problems with factory farms. As someone who's been working on this issue for 20 years, it's actually one of the problems with factory farms that concerns me the least.
Report authors say water pollution from factory farms will still exist. They add these digesters don't address worker or animal rights abuses uncovered at concentrated animal feeding operations. Those calling attention to the issue stress they're not against dairy farms. They just want the public to embrace sustainable solutions. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. This story was produced with original reporting from Lena Beck for Modern Farmer.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The passing of Willie Mays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It happened this week.
Something to share from the San Francisco Giants. They say it is with great sadness that we announce that San Francisco Giants legend and Hall of Famer Willie Mays passed away peacefully this afternoon at the age of 93.
He was often described as the best complete baseball player ever. I asked Brewers manager Pat Murphy if he'd ever met Mays.
I did, yeah, a couple times, more than once. Everett Washington, I met him once. I met him in Scottsdale, yeah.
What did the passing of the Say Hey Kid mean to Pat Murphy?
Yeah, that's my childhood. You know, my childhood is thinking about the guys I pull for, you know what I mean? The guys that I was telling Ricky today, you know, like growing up, you know, I'd be in the backyard and my brothers, we were from New York, so my brothers, one brother would be the Yankees, the other brother would be the Red Sox, and I'd be the Dodgers or the Giants. And if I was the Giants, I was Willie Mays. And yeah, you know, what an icon in our game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Sunday. Some showers and storms, especially going into the afternoon. Highs climbing to the middle 70s. Light northwest winds. Overnight, mostly clear. We'll see upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine on Monday. Right now, it's 55.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas and Wisconsinology website creator, director, and producer Frank Anderson joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. AM 1400 WRJN.
Music of the Stars, back we are. The Music of the Stars is on the air on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Dan Daly and the Sisters Andrews.
In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime, strolling through the shade.
That's a very good sign.
That she's your Tootsie Wootsie in the good old summertime.
There's a time in each year that we always hold dear. Good old summertime. With the birds and the trees and sweet scented breezes. Good old summertime.
When your day's work is over and you are in clover and life is one beautiful rhyme. No trouble annoying, each one is enjoying the good old summertime.
In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime. Strolling through the shady lanes with your baby mine. You hold her hand and she holds yours and that's a very good sign.
You'd play hooky from school, the good old summertime.
You'd play Ring a Rosie with Jim, Kate, and Josie.
I would not.
Good old summertime.
Those days full of pleasure we now fondly treasure when we never thought it a crime
to go stealing cherries with face brown as berries. The good old summertime.
In the good old summertime.
Be my king in the good old summertime. And I'll be your queen while we're strolling
through the shady lanes with your baby mine.
You hold her hand
and she holds yours.
And that's a very good sign that she's your Tootsie Wootsie.
good old summertime. In the good old summertime.
Wait a minute. He said, with your baby mine? Was there...
Happy me. Things are different now and I can see. Every day is gonna be a hip hooray. Once in a lifetime day.
Once in a lifetime.
Mickey Rooney.
I'm living, I'm human, I'm real.
I'm real.
A fine way, a great way to feel. Top to toe now, I'm a boy. No longer just a silly wooden-headed toy. From now on, I'm really.
It's almost the end of our story. It's almost time to say that Pinocchio lived happily forever after, where he always will live, in the hearts of children and people who used to be children. For...
There are those who'll tell you that the 50s were nothing but rock and roll. That's not true. There was a mix of choices. Robert Maxwell wrote a tone poem called Ebb Tide for the harp. Well, now, Francis Albert and Nelson Riddle on Capitol. Of the Stars, Jesse Pearson, seems to be forgotten today, which is a pity. Well, his life ended quickly. By far, his major appearance was as Conrad Birdie in Bye Bye Birdie. But he was quite a narrator, too, and he made albums where he'd Well, listen. Music for a summer morning. And here's Jesse Pearson.
They're not the cheeks of angels, you know. They're only clouds. Friendly sometimes, but you can never be sure. If I had longer arms, I'd push the clouds away. Or make them hang above the water somewhere else. But I'm just a man who mostly things he'll never have. Looking for that thing that's hardest to find. Himself. I've been going a long time now. Along the way, I've learned some things. You have to make the good times yourself. Take the little times and make them big times. And save the times that are all right for the ones that aren't so good. I've never been able to push the clouds away by myself. Help me.
Jerome Kern, Bing Crosby.
The rain comes a pitter-patter, and I'd like to be safe in bed. Skies are weeping while the world is sleeping, trouble heaping on our head. To wait for a clearer sky. Help. helter-skelter, I must fly for shelter till the clouds roll skelter, I must fly for shelter till the clouds roll by. Helter, skelter, I must fly for shelter till the clouds roll by.
Jerome Kern. Steve Allen was a big fan of Jerome Kern's music. WRJN, the source of the music of the stars. In Wisconsin, farming is still a big thing in Racine County. WRJN has farmers covered with all the latest news. We have Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, and her Midwest Farm Reports every weekday morning right here. 5 o'clock in the morning runs till 6, along with farm reports throughout the day. Stay up to date. All things ag right here, part of our local news, timeless hits. WRJN from Radio Park, Racine. Like that Captain Video clip I played. Oh, you missed it? Oh. That was Al Hodge. It was the director of The Lone Ranger. It's from Ravenna, Ohio. His dad ran a dry cleaning business. He got on the radio on WXYZ Detroit. Trendler Enterprise, and he directed The Lone Ranger, and he played the Green Hornet on the air. And he was offered the part of Captain Video in 1949 on the new Dumont Network. Well, it was actually the first television network. Until Dumont went bankrupt. Was typecast, and he couldn't find much work in acting. And there's a sad story there. Check it out if you wish. But I always wondered and thought highly of the way that Bill Shatner, after his acting character as Captain James T. Kirk, didn't help him or hurt him. He was just a good actor, like Al Hodge.
Are we getting through? Is anything happening? I mean, Will you turn the right knobs? I mean, we're on the air. Is that good? Oh, you say we're getting there. Oh, fine. Good. Any minute now. Please be patient. I mean, it's very difficult to contact outer space. Oh, now they're coming through. Here they are. Wait, the questions will come any minute now. Here they are. Why, of course. Yes, we have many, many women here on Earth. They're beautiful, actually. They're different from men, and we revere them. In fact, women are extremely important to us here on Earth. I hope that answers your question, but is there anything else that you'd like to know? Well, I told you about the women. I mean, you're repeating the same question. Maybe you don't have anything like that where you are. By the way, how are things where you are? Oh, I see. Well, I'm sorry I brought that up. Is there anything else that you'd like to know? Oh, well, temperature here is very, very nice right now, actually, for the time of year. We like our weather. We're very pleased with it. It's been one of the warmest winters we've ever had. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that it's been so hot where you are. Well, that's the way things are, you know. Oh, by the way, I'm interested in knowing if you have hydrogen bombs where you are. Oh, I can tell by the way you said that. Is there anything that you'd like to give to us as a message from outer space that would mean something? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that you're so frightened of us. There's no reason. We on Earth here are merely testing. I mean, these are nothing but little attempts of science here, you understand.
This record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real.
Real, well, I feel what my heart can't conceal.
That was the Clatters recording. Too real. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
Take it away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Pardon me, madam. Would you tell our audience what would you do if the saucer were to land?
Duck back in the air!
Thank you. And now the thin gentleman there.
What I'm gonna do is hard to tell.
The gentleman with the guitar. What would you do, sir?
I'm gonna take a walk down the street.
Thank you. We return you now.
This is Grant, your outer space disc jockey, with a request for Earth.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
That was the Pelicans' outer space recording Earth. I've just been handed a bulletin. The flying saucer has just landed. We switch you again downtown.
Here we are again. We have with us Professor Sir Cedric Fentingmold of the British Institute. And the professor is approaching his saucer to see if there's possibly any sign of life aboard.
Well, I'm sure something. Are you there?
I hear you now. Yeah.
The star, Francis Albert Sinatra.
My name is Francis Albert.
Francis Albert Sinatra.
And I sing love songs, mostly after dark, mostly in saloons. I've had some very years, and I don't want to miss a thing when the future appears. I like to sit outside on a summer night with a drink in my hand and a little moonlit music a stereo. And look at the stars. Then I get an urge to travel sky. If they can do it in the movies, why can't I?
Seats are now available on the satellite special, leaving
Gordon Jenkins in the orchestra.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
The music of the stars, so many stars. Sleepy Avalon. Pete DeAngelis wrote that. It's the music of the stars. What about Planet Earth? Diana Trask and Mitch Miller. Miller and his Sunday night show. Sing along with Mitch, the hottest thing on television in its day. And that's Diana Trask. Lives in Australia now. A new career back about late 60s, that of a country and western singer. Things floating up there that, oh wait, maybe we're the ones floating. Once again, the Bergmans, Alan and Marilyn. Tony Bennett.
The dawn is filled with dreams, so many dreams. Which one is mine? One must be right for me. Which dream of all the dreams, when there's a dream for every star? So many stars. The wind is filled with songs, so many songs. Which one is mine? One must be right for me. Which song of all
there's a song for every star, and there are, oh, so many stars. Searched so many eyes, so many hearts, so many smiles. Which one to choose? Which way to go? How can I tell? How will I know? Out of oh, so many stars, so many stars. Which song of all the songs, when there's a song for every star, which one to choose, which way to go? How can I tell? How will I know? Out of oh, so many stars, so many stars, so many stars, so many stars. So many stars, so many stars, so many stars, so many stars. Stars.
George Colandrelli's orchestra and the music of the stars. US. This radio station from which emanates the music of the stars, WRJN in Racine, on the air for 97 years. We are one of the first stations ever broadcasting. One of them. County, city, neighborhoods, and now the world, the ones we live and work in. And News Weekdays, Stuart J. Waddles. Local news, timeless hits, the music of the stars. Worldwide at WRJN.
Palm of take special care so it wouldn't get lost no more. Now a man don't mind if the stars get dim and the clouds blow over and darken him. Watching over him, keeping track how it all goes on. But I've been walking through the night and the day till my eyes get weary and my head turns gray, and sometimes it seems God's gone away, forgetting his promise and the word he'd say. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night.
Maxwell Anderson, Kurt Weill, who also wrote September's Song. Great stuff. Wonderful rendition. Francis Albert.
Of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.